This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us from Seattle, where the Gardos kick off a series tonight.
The Gardos?
The Gardos, yeah. By the way, yesterday I kept saying they were playing tonight. Nobody corrected me. It was about like 8:30 at night. I got a tweet from somebody that was like, hey, the Gardos don't play tonight. I think you were saying earlier today that they do. And I'm like, yeah. No, I also am aware of that as I sat down in front of my television to get ready for some Gardos baseball and they were not on the television. I thought it was really funny that like that one person that also tweeted sat down and did the same thing I did. Like, oh, yeah, Guardians baseball every night. Let's go watch some Guardians baseball. And, of course, they were off yesterday. That was a great job by everyone to go ahead and correct me there, Daryl, as I sat there waiting.
These are things you're supposed to know before you come in and do the show.
Waiting for baseball. No, what is it? I don't need to know the Guardians day in, day out schedule. I just know sports happen, and when I'm at home, they need to be in front of my television.
I don't know if you're going to do 5 hours, you probably should know if the team's playing or not.
It doesn't really matter. The bigger story was no one corrected me as I was like, yeah, Fedor, you got a home run contest, all sorts of things that could happen. It's like, nope, today's Thursday.
What about
it's their off day.
What about the chief researcher in there? Macaroni and cheese.
That's kind of the point, is that no one corrected me, and I'm worried that we're building up this. I'm insulated with people too
Mac
many.
Mac tried to correct me earlier, and I was right.
Did I insulate myself with too many bobbleheads? In the week that Nick is gone, is everyone turned into a yes man around me, and no one had the audacity to correct me?
I thought I might have misheard you.
I lived with that idea too, is that I actually did get it right, but then this person's just messing with me, but I don't think that happened at all. I think I messed that one up. I think I really do. I think I messed that one up. There was no sports on TV yesterday because I'm not a hockey guy at all. And I think I just desperately wanted the Guardians to be on to fill that void is really the reality here. But the Guardians do play tonight. They play in Seattle.
You're missing a heck of a Stanley Cup final from what I'm told.
Don't care. don't care.
Mac got the joke. Mac got the joke. Okay.
I got what you were saying. Listen, Daryl thinks he's like a stand-up comic during these shows.
No, I don't.
Dropping in tidbits and liners all day long. It was like a on the funny meter.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do feel like I you know, you dress like Jeff Phelps, and sometimes it's like I'm working with Jeff Phelps right now. I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
We don't give out the courtesy laughs for the jokes that are very representational of a 47-year-old male like yourself. That's what I'll say about that one.
Okay.
Oh, now did that hurt? See, well, that's the courtesy laugh. All right, Matt, can you for the next hour 15, any attempt of a joke that Daryl has, can you play my courtesy laugh? Why don't we run it back? Go ahead.
No, we're good.
Run it back here.
No, we're good.
Hockey. How about that hockey? I don't really do anything with hockey.
This is where Mac was supposed to play the laughter.
No, I was waiting for you to drop in your joke.
No,
that
we're
didn't
good.
Land.
No, we're good.
Oh, I think I might have actually made him mad.
Went over your U.S. Open hat there that you didn't attend.
See? And?
But see, that was not a joke. That was a shots fired, which is, I was looking for the pew-pews. There you go.
Relatively funny, and you got an actual laugh out of me. You see how this goes? No courtesy laughs around here.
Right,
I think this is what happens with you and Padone on these Sundays. You're like, he misses all of my TV references. Maybe he gets them and just doesn't. doesn't think they're funny.
No, he just doesn't get them. Trust me.
Oh, they're just straight over.
Yeah.
Is he just doesn't, he doesn't do anything with TV or movies at all? Is that what that is?
He is cinematically illiterate.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Because you think of, like, people that love sports also tend to love TV and tend to love movies because we just like things that are on. We like watching other people do things. Essentially,
we like sitting on our butts.
We like sitting on our butts and just watching other people do things. You think it'd go hand in hand? Maybe not. All right, so Carlos Santana, I want to ask you about this. I do think there is an issue that is brewing with the Guardians, and I understand both sides of it, and I'm very confused the direction that the Guardians will actually go. Carlos Santana is one of the better players on this Guardians team right now, but it's not like, I said this a couple days ago, he's not Carlos Ruth, he's not Carlos Bonds. Like, his numbers are okay. They're not great. Now, as he gets closer and closer to the warmer months, we're in the warmer months right now, it's always been the case with Santana. He always gets better. And the past month or so, he's been playing some pretty good baseball. But what happens here with this logjam is fascinating to me. If you're going to tell Manzardo he doesn't get the at-bats in favor of David Fry, who has to play DH right now because he's not going to play anything defensively, and then a 39-year-old Carlos Santana, it reminds me a lot of what's happening with the Browns, potentially, with Joe Flacco. Like, you are in essence, you are saying, I'm going to play the older guy for 1 year because I'm trying to win as many games as I can, but in the process, you're then blocking actual opportunities for other players, Daryl, and you see the conundrum that the Guardians could find themselves in.
Well, I do agree with Joe. I think if you traded Carlos, you could lose the clubhouse.
That's the other side of this, right? Like, he has such a locker room presence. It's not. I mean, listen, they're not. It's not a young team. All things considered,
he brings more to the clubhouse than his batting average, his RBIs.
I know, but I also pay Austin Hedges $4 million a year to do the same exact thing. Do I not? I'm not paying Austin Hedges to be a great catcher. I'm paying him to basically be a second manager. J-Ram does some managing as well and some coaching as well. It's not like they are just completely absent of veterans on this roster.
I know.
And so, like, at some point, I do have to draw the line. Like, I know Carlos Santana matters to that roster. I get it. I understand it. He's also been here for 3 months. It's not like he's been here for 35 years.
Well, yes,
he's been on the Guardians in different spots.
He's been here previously, He's a household name in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, he is, yes, but we're talking about the locker room in particular. Manzardo didn't spend any time with Carlos Santana last year at all. That didn't happen. He wasn't here. It's not how that works. There's a lot of people on this team that were never teammates with Carlos Santana prior. And I can recognize that. I'm sure he's a good teammate. I get it. But at some point, you do have to draw a line.
And he's one of three guys on this team that can actually hit a baseball with somewhat of a consistency.
This is why this becomes a little bit of a tug and pull, right? Like, at what point, though, do you say, I need to get Manzardo at bats, I need to get some of these other guys at bats, because Santana's in the way of them, while then also acknowledging Santana's one of three guys that are actually hitting on this team. So, like, this is what makes this so interesting. There will be a trade market for Carlos Santana if they want to go down that road. He is cheap enough and he hits well enough. Somebody will give you more than a bag of baseballs for Carlos Santana. And that would open up a spot for Manzardo. And that would open up a spot if you wanted to do something else with bringing other players up as well. The flexibility will be there. But how deep do you go with 39-year-old Carlos Santana?
Well, see, I am not under the delusion that this Guardians team is a threat to anybody when it comes to contention.
And so if you believe that, then why is Carlos Santana getting at-bats? Now, because we see it differently. We do. We see it differently. I told you on Monday, I think this team can still make the postseason. But
I think they can make the postseason too, but they're not going to make any noise once they get there.
I'm having a hard time even with the understanding. And there's another side of this as well. And we had this brought up in recent days, and I think it's a good point to reiterate here. When the Tigers last year traded Jack Flaherty at the deadline and they sent him off to L.A., it didn't mean the Tigers season was all of a sudden shot. Now, yes, they went with a more bullpen-heavy approach once that happened with Flaherty. But the reality was they got just as much, you can argue, more production out of their starting rotation and their entire team ERA once the Flaherty trade happened, and they relied on different guys. Their team wasn't sunk. That's why the second half of the season, they looked so good in so many different ways. They traded for Flaherty back on the roster, and they got him back in the offseason. But, like, just because you get rid of Santana to make room for other guys doesn't mean the other guys are going to be a net negative.
Right.
So you might be netting a couple different things in a positive direction, getting Manzardo a bunch of at-bats, while also then being the replacement of a guy that, again, I like Santana. He's gotten hot as of late. He's still slugging under 400 on the season.
Right.
It's not like he is slugging 600, OPS of 915, and you're like, I can't keep that guy out of the lineup. 2 weeks ago, he had one of the lowest slugging percentages in the entire Major League Baseball. And we're acting like this guy's untouchable?
I'm not, but I'm not. That's the thing.
I'm using the Broadway. I'm sorry.
But I was going to say, like, I'm pretty much indifferent if they trade Santana or not. I'm just telling you, I know what he means within the organization, within that clubhouse. And Joe Noga, we just had on, mentioned it. It would, I think, send a negative shockwave through that clubhouse. Now, to your point, that's why you have Austin Hedges. That's why you have Vogt. Okay. But I don't disagree with you. When I look at this team, I look at the roster, I look what's in AAA, you know, and the log jams that they have to sort out between now and the end of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here. Right? You're not going to get me to pound the desk against trading Carlos Santana. But I do recognize his value to the organization. And, you know, I what was it, a couple
it just,
years
it's ago? Hard. It's just hard is the problem.
Yeah,
you can see
really
the pros and the cons on both sides.
Because there's a family aspect to this thing, too. Like, he's a household name here in Cleveland. He's been here a couple different stops. Mm-hmm. Started his career here, right? And that's where he really established himself as a major leaguer and became a star in the league. And so I think that there's that emotional attachment that everyone has towards him.
Yeah.
Which I think complicates the decision-making process there. But when you're talking about strict business of baseball, right? The smart move is if you are not a legitimate contender as a ball club, by the trade deadline, the smart move is you move him to get a piece that can not only help you now, but can help you in the years to come. That's the smart move. I just don't know that the Guardians front office is going to be willing to pull the trigger on a move like that.
I think it's fascinating. We'll find out, obviously, in about a month and a half what they're willing to do. But I think their play, I think the part we can agree on, their play will help dictate this decision one way or another. Like if they go on a tear here in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, and it just looks like they are not only a playoff team, but can be a deep playoff team, you're not moving them. But it is going to be interesting to find out that balance in between the two. 216-474-0092. Herm Edwards on with us yesterday. We just didn't have a chance to have Darryl on and to react to this. He said that the rookie quarterback should start week one. Is it dumb to start rookies this season for the Browns? We'll dive into that and more. It's Afternoon Drive, Jonathan Pito and Darryl Rodder with you guys right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.